This week, Congress receives a White House request for $81 billion. A small part of that money, about $1 billion, would go to tsunami relief, and the rest of the money would pay for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Bush administration wrapped all that funding in a supplemental appropriation. That means it is outside the regular congressional budget process. To learn why the money is being budgeted that way and where the money is going, we've called Steve Kosiak. He's with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. That's an independent public policy research group here in Washington. He's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, just define a term here for us. What is a supplemental appropriation supposed to be for?
Well, supplementals are supposed to be for emergencies, something unanticipated that happens after the regular budget has been passed and you're into the new budget year.
Tsunami, I guess, would qualify as something like that?
Sure. Any kind of an emergency that's unanticipated would qualify.
Do Iraq and Afghanistan qualify as such an emergency?
I think at this point it's fair to say they don't. Congress did provide about $25 billion in a regular appropriations bill for 2005, sort of as a down payment for military operations. But the administration didn't request the level of funding it would really need to pay for those operations.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has said, and other administration officials and their supporters have said, look, it's a war. You cannot possibly plan or anticipate many months in advance what the costs are going to be.
Yeah, that doesn't really cut it at this point, because supplementals are meant for surprises, unanticipated emergencies, not for programs or areas where you're uncertain about the cost. There's all kinds of things that we budget for. Social Security and Medicare costs, which are very uncertain over the long term, we still include in budget projections. It certainly is uncertain, and no one expects them to be able to have a definitive number for it, but I think it's fair to say that they should have already requested, as per last year's budget, the 2005 budget, I should say, have budgeted substantially more money for military operations than they did.
Now, the other day we heard from Jerry Lewis, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, who rather candidly said Iraq and Afghanistan funding is being handled in this different way, this supplemental way, because it improves the politics of the situation. What would be the political reason to do the spending this way?
Well, the political reason is that people tend to, obviously people are very concerned about the deficit at this point and deficit projections, and people tend to focus on what's being put out in the regular Defense Department budget or the regular budget for domestic programs, entitlement programs. And emergency spending, supplemental spending is typically considered, historically has been considered emergency spending, so people don't tend to examine that as closely.
You can get things through Congress more easily this way.
You can get them more through Congress more easily, and also they're not included in deficit projections until the money's actually appropriated.
Well, now, when we say that this is mostly funding for Iraq and Afghanistan, what exactly is in this bill?
Well, there will be, I think, about $75 billion is actually for the Department of Defense. Probably the vast majority, based on the last couple of supplementals, probably the vast majority, 75% or so, will be for military operations in Iraq, another 10% or so for 10 or 15% for military operations in Afghanistan, and then there may be some additional money for what they call the Army's modularity program, which sort of reorganizing the Army.
Reorganizing the Army, that's part of a supplemental?
Yeah, it looks like there will be at least some money, maybe $5 to $10 billion, although we don't know the precise figure for that initiative, and I think it's not clear whether that really is something that belongs in the supplemental. The Army's modularity plan is something they'd like to move ahead with whether or not we're at war. So it probably better belongs in the regular Defense Department's appropriations bill.
One other thing here before we go. $80 billion is a lot of money. Is there any particular reason that the cost of the war in Iraq has been so high?
Well, I mean, the main reason is because it was obviously it's been much longer and much more intense and involved many more troops than was originally anticipated.
And there are also questions, as I gather, about replacing equipment, the degradation of equipment in the desert,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Right. Initially, they had thought it was going to be a relatively short war so that they would have to overhaul equipment, not actually replace equipment. So more equipment will need to be replaced than was anticipated, so that has driven up the cost as well. But there's also some question about what all the costs are, and it will be interesting to see the supplemental to see what they've come up with.
We'll be watching for the details, and so will you. Mr. Kosiak, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Steve Kosiak is Director of Budget Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment.